Evidence has been found from a recent experiment at the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland that, if true, could challenge the standard model of particle physics. Now, that's a long-standing theory explaining the behaviour of particles and the forces that act on them at a subatomic level. But despite the gravity of the discovery, scientists are tentative to claim it as a new discovery. Philosopher at the Australian Catholic University, Associate Professor Samuel Barron, is an expert on mathematical ontology and metaphysics. Oh my goodness, I feel smarter just saying those words. I am absolutely not. Professor Barron joins us now to discuss the discovery and why scientists are so cautious in how they announce it. How are you this morning, Sam?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, what is the standard model?
The standard model is a sort of cluster of, in some sense, different accounts of different fields that we find in the world. So, you know, particles and subatomic doodads, basically, they have this, so we've come to think of them as excitations in fields. So sort of like if you think of the ocean, and the ocean every so often, you know, waves will come together and things will, like droplets will be thrown up. That's sort of how we think about particles in the standard model. And so underlying everything are these fields that sort of contain all matter in some sense. And the standard model is our best account of what's going on with those fields.
Oh, right. Okay. So other than like, say, waves crashing and the, you know, water droplets being blown out, how else does particle physics affect us on a day-to-day situation?
Well, I guess we're all made of particles. In a day-to-day sense, you wouldn't really be able to do much if you weren't, if we didn't have some particles whizzing around. And I mean, one way to sort of see how important the standard model is the sort of discovery of the Higgs boson, which was this, there was a lot of excitement about finding this particular little critter. And what it is in the standard model is the thing that sort of gives everything its mass. So if we didn't have this little guy, then we wouldn't be able to have stars, planets, people, anything like that. So basically, the standard model is really important for telling us how all of the stuff around us exists.
Right. Okay. So what's been discovered that challenges this model?
So, the standard model makes a lot of different predictions. It makes predictions about particular kinds of particles. It turns out that once you go down deep enough in the world, there's like a soup of all different kinds of weird and wonderful things.
Okay.
And what the standard model predicts is that for particular little critters down there, there's things called quarks, in particular beauty quarks. Don't really need to think about what a beauty quark is. Just think of it as this tiny little thing whizzing around. Those quarks should decay in a certain way. So, you know, with some probability, they should spontaneously turn into other kinds of particles. In particular, they should decay into things that are more familiar, electrons.
Okay.
Have some sense what those guys are.
Yep.
And muons, which is another kind of particle. And what the standard model says is that these quarks should decay with equal rates into these different particles. So it should decay just as often into electrons as it does into muons. But what they think they found is a sort of bias in favor of electrons, which the standard model says shouldn't be there, basically.
All right. So these little quarks are decaying more into electrons than anything else.
Yeah, they seem to like electrons, and there's no explanation for why that would be, according to the standard model.
Right. Okay. How can they know for certain that it isn't just a fluke and that they have indeed discovered, let's say, new physics?
Yeah, I mean, it is really hard to know anything for certain ever. So annoying philosophical answer. But I mean, what they have are certain standards by which they work out whether or not something is a discovery. And a lot of what's happening is that they're running statistical analysis on huge amounts of data that's being pulled down by the Large Hadron Collider. And what they're looking for are kind of statistical anomalies inside the data. And when they find those statistical anomalies, they gather more and more data to see if those statistical anomalies persist or whether they sort of go away as you add more data. And now what they've done in this case is they've put together about a decade's worth of data, and this would be an extraordinary amount of information. And the sort of bias in favor of electrons has survived the accumulation of all that data. So this statistical anomaly seems to be kind of persistent, and that's why they think it's a sort of discovery. But can they be certain? I mean, it's hard to say. There was a case where they had an even more certain, in some sense, discovery, but it turned out to be a faulty cable at the Large Hadron Collider.
Oh, no. Oh, no. The maintenance department are in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. I think they fired the work experience kid over that one.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Are you on speed dial for Trivial Pursuit for all your friends? Because I totally want to keep your number for any of the scientific questions.
The thing about being a philosopher is that you have very specific knowledge about very specific things, so you're actually really terrible at pub trivia.
Okay, so this is obviously a big moment in the scientific community, but what about the non-scientific community? How could this change affect just, you know, me, the average kind of lady?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. The sort of connections between any fundamental area of research and the everyday world are often very indirect. But, I mean, what we've seen from the development of particle physics in particular is development of all kinds of new technologies. So, you know, for instance, quantum computing, which is something that's starting to really get traction at the moment, that's in some sense a direct result of our understanding of these little particles and things like that. Now, it's not clear that the kind of discovery they've made is going to issue in anything, even in theoretical physics, in the short term. But long term, what they hope, I suppose, is that they'll be able to give a more unified explanation of certain fundamental forces, and that in turn might lead to greater control of the universe at the subatomic scale. So maybe there'll be new technologies that come out of it, but I mean, we're talking maybe, you know, 50 to 100 years in the future. It's a long road to finding stuff from physics to developing new technologies.
Right. Okay, cool. Associate Professor Samuel Barron, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been fascinating talking with you.
No worries. Thanks for having me.